definitely human.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global BIS Review Podcast, a podcast for the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and this week we're reviewing the Halloween DIY Gingerbread Pumpkin Kit and 5-franc N. Stein Chocky Biscuits from the Co-op Supermarket.
Wow. Yeah. As always, we're judging these very long name biscuits on taste, texture, and biscuitness. So this is a special spooky Halloween episode.
Whoa.
Feeling pretty spooky. It's been kind of a spooky week in London because it's a couple weeks before actual Halloween. And it looked like the world was going to end the other day.
Yeah, with the weird yellow sky. Was that because of the storm?
I think so, yeah. Apparently it was dust from the Sahara. For a while, I thought it was the actual end of the world, or at least the end of London, which, in my opinion, is A, deserved, and B, long overdue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hot take from Dave there.
But no, apparently it was just a dust storm, so we go on for
now.
That's
too bad.
Yeah, I was kind of ready. I was dressed quite nice that day, so I was like, yeah, okay, I'm okay with this.
Cool, so we're starting off, we're very positive.
Yep.
Good. We're going to bring that energy, hopefully that'll sustain us throughout the whole show.
Yeah, well, you know, it is kind of spooky, and I guess dust storms are spooky. It's kind of foggy tonight as well.
Yeah.
When I walked over, it's kind of foggy. So I'm feeling pretty spooky. Are you feeling spooky?
I'm feeling pretty spooky. Do I look pretty spooky?
So costume-wise, it's Halloween, which is the number one dressing up occasion of the year. So you would expect us to make a big effort tonight. I have dressed as America's number one ghoul, Richard Nixon. And David has just stuck a shear of his head as a ghost.
Well, there is actually a little bit more to it than that.
I don't think there is. It looks like it's just a sheet with some holes in it.
This is actually quite embarrassing. There is a reason why I do have the sheet on my head thing.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to promise not to laugh, though.
Not a problem on this show.
Okay. I'm dead.
What?
Yeah, I'm dead.
Like, metaphorically?
So you remember when you threw that, you know, the other day when you had like that can, that Coke can or whatever,
yeah,
and you like threw it on the road as you were like walking?
Yeah. And I paid it no mind after that.
Well, I think you like aimed for like the bin to like throw it in the bin, but it missed, and then you were like too embarrassed to like go and pick it up and put it in the bin, so you just walked off.
It sounds like me, yeah.
Yeah. So the next day, I was walking down the street, and actually I tripped on that can,
right,
and sort of like stumbled awkwardly into the road and was hit by a Sainsbury's delivery truck.
Oh, really?
So
It's
kind of your fault that I died. So, yep, this is a haunting.
Oh.
You're being haunted by me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a real bummer, man.
Yeah. There's actually nothing under the sheet.
Bit like before then, nothing inside.
Well, that's what I was saying. It doesn't really change the dynamic of the show that much.
Yeah,
I just
thought
it was worth noting.
Yeah.
So it's not that I didn't put an effort in, is what I'm trying to say. It's because I died. It's your fault.
I mean, I gotta say, normally, you are my... sorry.
You're...
Fr-
You can
friend.
You can say that we're friends.
God. So
wow,
yeah,
you literally killed me, and then you're giving me these sick burns.
But well, I wouldn't be. But if you had died in some other, you know, say carbon monoxide poisoning, but I feel like it was such a slapstick death. And I don't want to say you deserved it.
Is it even slapstick in retrospect when I'm just describing it?
Yeah, you tripped over a can and then stumbled into the road. I can only imagine as you were going.
People die like that all the time.
You were going, whoa, whoa.
Unbelievable.
And there's probably a splat sound as well.
Most people, if your friend tells them that they're dead and that they're haunting you, you know, yeah, there'd be a bit of a kind of, it'd be a downbeat moment.
Yeah.
But you've kind of found a way to sort of use it to poke fun at me and make me look a buffoon.
I'm trying to, what I'm actually trying to do is to convince you not to haunt me. That's why I'm being a dick. And I'm hoping that you'll be like, you know what? Fuck this guy. I've had to put up with him. When I was alive, I'm not going to be burdened with his bullshit when I'm dead.
You massively underestimate how petty and bitter I am.
Yeah.
And how much I will put myself through suffering so that you can also suffer. So let's get on with the show. Talking of disguises as well, a bit of a weird one with the biscuits today, because we're kind of disguising them too, right?
I feel like, yeah, the real dressing up this week is the biscuits, because we have the Halloween DIY gingerbread pumpkin kit and the five freaky, sorry. Yeah, my eyes aren't so good these days.
Dave has to like pick the packet up closer to his face because he's such an old man.
The five freaky Frankenstein Chucky Bickies. I fucking hate Chucky, but
yeah.
But you don't have a problem with that.
Frank N. Stein?
What is that about?
I think his name is Frank and then his middle name is N and then his last name is Stein.
Why would they do that?
Because surely the guy's name was Frankenstein. Doesn't make any sense.
No. I mean, of course, technically it's Frankenstein's creation.
Fuck off.
So yeah, Frank Nigel Stein.
Technically, you could see him as kind of the son of Frankenstein, so that would make him technically a Frankenstein.
Frankenstein Jr., actually. Frankenstein Esquire. So these are like big biscuits, plain biscuits, I'm guessing. And then they come with these various like gels, like creams or whatever, and like some sprinkles. So you stick like the creams on and then you put the sprinkles on and then you can dress up, which is great fun for a child or two men.
Two sad boys.
Or two sad boys in their late 20s and early 30s.
Early 30s, sure.
Born in the early 30s, sorry. So yeah, we're going to, let's dress them up then, man.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun. It's Halloween.
Yeah. This is kind of the weirdest thing we've ever done.
Are you going to be able to carry the ghost hands? Are you going to be able to like,
I have no hand. Could you just,
do you want me to decorate?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't tried lifting anything up, so I guess we'll see what
maybe
happens.
Maybe you've got poltergeist powers.
Maybe.
Maybe a bonus.
So which one first?
So first we're going to decorate and taste the pumpkin one.
We've never done this before.
No, this is like arts and crafts and biscuit reviewing. This is like a whole new area for us. This could be like the first like foray into arts and crafts, which I've never particularly enjoyed, but I think it's popular.
I don't think anyone particularly enjoys it, do they?
I'm not one, you know, I can't really criticize other people's lifestyle choices, but...
You definitely can.
Exactly, yeah, but who the fuck wants to make quilts? But anyway.
Well, Tom does.
I rest my case. Okay, it actually says what the stuff we got to decorate the biscuits are. So this is gingerbread biscuits with a tube of orange colored icing, a tube of black colored icing, very spooky.
Are you saying the color black is spooky?
Orange and black, yeah, that's the spookiest combination. Maybe green. Maybe green and black spookier.
What about purple?
Yeah, purple's pretty spooky as well.
Red, spookiest color, it's color of blood.
Color of passion. And that terrifies me. So yeah, with the icing and a sachet of dark chocolate flavor vermicelli and orange sugar strands. Okay, so
exciting stuff. I'm a little bit worried about whatever that black stuff is. Like, what do they have to put in it to make it that
black?
I
looked at the ingredients and I've never seen so many ingredients on the pack for something.
Just incomprehensible.
Yeah. Do you want to start with the black one or the orange one?
I'll go black first.
Okay.
God, this really is like art school or something, isn't it? I'm basically Picasso right now. I'm not really sure what I'm doing here. I'm just sort of adding, I'm sort of giving it some eyeliner. Did we mention that the pumpkin has a, I guess you'd kind of expect the pumpkin to have a face, right?
Yeah, the pumpkin, so it's got like two little eyes and a little jagged mouth. It's pretty spooky.
It's more cutesy than spooky, I'd say.
Yeah, I suppose so. I'm not particularly scared right now. I mean, no more than I usually am anyway.
I mean, you're literally being haunted right now. You're sat in a room with the person that you killed.
But I guess, like, it's your first day, so yeah. You're probably not up to speed yet with the haunting. I'm sure it's going to get scarier as it goes on. And I believe if you put your mind to it, you can achieve everything. But right now...
We are in this together.
Yeah.
I thank you for your patience.
And I thank you for your haunting service.
Just doing my job.
So... So did you get to go to heaven or purgatory or anything, or did you just come straight back?
No, straight back.
Oh man, that's
yeah. I cannot confirm if there is a heaven or if there's anything after we die.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I guess there is something because I'm here, but
maybe this is your heaven. Just spending eternity, spending eternity with me, decorating biscuits.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a kind of, it's sort of how you see it a little bit as well. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. I think like with heaven, it's like, it's kind of what you bring to it.
Yeah, that's what God says when you get up there. He's like, yeah, it's heaven. Like, yeah, you know, don't expect me to do all the work for you. You've got to kind of do your own thing.
I'm really bad at this.
I'm done with the orange. Do you want?
Yeah. Do you want the black?
Yeah.
I've just drawn around the eyes and mouth. It's like if a robot tried to make art.
Keeping all the silence there.
Yeah. It's a solid gold. This whatever this kind of gunk stuff is that we're putting out on these bickies, it looks absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
I really don't want to eat it.
No, yeah, this is gonna taste pretty gross, I think.
Okay, and sprinkles, the finishing touch. Actually, I'll put more sprinkles on it. You can never have too many sprinkles, I don't think.
So...
I mean, that's very good.
Let's see. That's right. Okay, do you want to talk me through yours first?
So this one's mine.
Okay. What's happened?
What do you mean?
It just looks like a load of insects have attacked its face.
You seem a little sort of taken aback. Like, you're not quite able to sort of process one go. Art's like that. You know, you need, like, a moment to kind of let it sink in.
Yeah, it's kind of, impressionistic. Yeah.
You get it now, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a name for this?
Yeah, it's called... No, I don't.
Gonna go a long way now, my friend.
It's Untitled.
Untitled. Oh, okay, yeah. The Refuge of the Fraud. Calling things Untitled, yeah.
What's your...
Okay, so this is Stephen. He's a bus inspector. He just inspects buses. He's got a little comb over. And the dark stuff under his eyes, that's like the bags under his eyes. And he's also got some pretty deep wrinkles on his face just to go out in all weather.
You've gone for quite a sort of a literal take. This is a very kind of...
Well, that's scary to me.
This is scary to you?
Yeah, because if you look into Stephen's eyes, you can see...
There's a coldness there.
There's a coldness there, and that kind of that deep knowing that you wasted your life, your one shot.
Yeah.
He was too timid.
I'm impressed by the detail. It really draws you in.
Yeah. So I think that's truly spooky. I don't think a pumpkin is spooky. I think getting to 65 and realizing you wasted your one shot, that's spooky.
That's pretty spooky. I didn't realize you were such a... You have the heart of an artist.
Thank you. You're a lot nicer now, your dad. I gotta say that.
I'm just thinking that. Like, I'm not doing a very good job.
Maybe you're a good ghost.
No, there's no such thing as good ghosts.
Okay, then. So let's eat it then. I'm gonna eat Stephen.
Okay.
I'm not really getting much of the icing and the sprinkles. I'm just getting like this dry, foamy gingerbread.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
No, I don't hate it. I'm gonna top it off with a bit more icing. Just give myself a real sugar hit, you know.
What? So you're just altering the art after it's been finished? What are you, Damien Hirst?
Yeah. This is very brave of me. It's definitely made it worse. Yeah. It's just like pure sugar now.
Yeah.
I kind of like, you know, getting a bit of gingerbread, you know, ginger. I could do with a little bit more, to be honest, you know.
Yeah, I'm a fan of ginger. And
yeah.
I feel like I'm not getting enough.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm going to leave the rest of this for the next section. Let's get on to the chocolate one.
Yeah, now. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so this is the five freaky Frankenstein Chucky biscuits. Is Frankenstein copyrighted? It can't
be.
No, that's way too old.
I think they're just trying to make it fun, you know?
What's fun about that? I'd say someone called Frank is less fun than someone called Frankenstein, because that's his name, Frank.
But like a kid would be like, they'd feel smart for figuring out that it was like Frankenstein kind of like.
Yeah, maybe. I think you're giving it to them too easily. You're letting them feel, you know, happy with themselves too easily. You got to make them work for it.
You don't think perhaps Halloween might be a time for sort of children to have a bit of fun and sort of let their hair down?
Absolutely not. Halloween is all about mortality, you know? If anything, it's just like the whole holiday is one memento mori, basically, you know?
I gotta admit, I do feel kind of like strange about dying so close to Halloween, because now it's kind of like, it almost feels a bit like an insult.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of celebrating this kind of safe, kind of sanitized version of death, and having gone through that trauma myself,
So people rubbing it in your face a bit.
It's weird how things take on kind of slightly sinister sort of connotations depending on the context, you know.
Okay, then. I'll start off with...
Oh, wow. It's got some weird shiny... It looks like the meth from Breaking Bad.
This is a different sachet. This is a sachet of spooktastic sprinkles.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what's spooky about them, but... Autastic, for that matter. Okay, I'll start with the black one.
I'll start with green.
Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of going with the David Knight approach of just like going over the lines. There's something kind of satisfying about that, though.
Yeah, that's kind of how I live my life. Well, did.
Did.
Ugh, right, God.
You what? So now you're going to have a big change, are you?
Well, obviously, no. I mean, is there life after death? Like, can you move on, you know? Can you... Maybe get like a new sort of appreciation for existence. What's the kind of stereotypical thing that we know about ghosts? Is it that they're doomed to sort of be the same forever? Is that the curse?
It's like you're a ghost now and you come back and you just gotta be the same pathetic you were when you were alive.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you can never change. You're very sort of shallow and empty and hollow. And it's like, I've done that.
Yeah, and you also...
I've been there and done that.
And you also get to listen to other people criticize you as well.
Yeah, because you've been pretty harsh today, or this evening.
Well, like, you know, I think...
It's really digging into me. It's like, I think you're feeling guilty about killing me, and you're trying to cover it up by sort of lashing out at me.
It's not that. I think just like, you know, sometimes when someone passes on, and you're like filled with regret, like, man, there's just so much wish I'd said when they're alive. So I've now got that opportunity.
Wow. You're a bad friend.
Hey, man, like, Mars Court was tough, you know. There was a lot of resentment and bitterness built up, you know. It's good to get that out at last.
I'm glad this is, like, a chance for you to sort of air your dirty laundry and sort of grow as a person because of it. Guess who's not growing? Me. That's fine. Don't worry about it, I guess.
But, you know, it's all right. You can support me. That's all right. If you want to support...
This is a I'm not supporting you. This is a haunting.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I keep forgetting.
You're enjoying this way too much.
Okay, I'm done with the black tube now.
Right, you have the green.
Oh, you're going for like a minimalist approach, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Why'd you say it like that?
No, I think it's cool. I like it. It's a different approach. Is it just because the icing is so disgusting?
Yeah.
Okay, need some sprinkles. Oh, wow, these look like something you're not really meant to be eating.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Do you want
to... Yeah, so this is...
He has an eye patch.
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
Just thought it might sort of look nice. It's quite a nice. It's like a funky eye patch.
It's kind of glittery. Yeah.
It's kind of glittery.
Do you remember the singer Gabrielle from the early 90s?
No.
Dreams do come true. Dun, 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 nope. No. Even with that rendition. Wow. I'm surprised.
I'll be honest. I don't remember.
She has a sparkly eye patch.
Yeah.
So yeah. Well, this could be like a homage to Gabrielle, whatever she's doing right now.
I think you're reading too much into the art.
I'm trying to do you a favor here, man.
It's just Frankenstein, but he has like quite a sort of a cool, fun...
It's kind of like sassy.
Yeah, he's kind of a sassy Frankenstein.
Okay. I think Frankenstein could do with that because it's kind of a little bit dry, to be honest, isn't he?
Well, exactly. And I tell you what, he doesn't even need an eye patch.
No.
He's just wearing it because he thinks it looks kind of cool.
It kind of brings him a bit of attention, which he likes.
Yeah, he doesn't get that much.
No.
Being a 10-foot monster.
Yeah, it's like, I just need something to stand out. that's why I can't get relationships because I didn't stand out enough. Stick on the sassy, glittery eye patch and then just watch The Office roll in.
Why don't you talk us through yours?
Okay, so this is Antonio. He is a Europop DJ in Malia, in Greece. he has a nice goatee. Yeah. He also wears fake diamond earrings in both ears. And on his head, that kind of glittery stuff, that's sweat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, this is Antonio. He's also 42, but tells everyone he's 27.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're...
I mean, that life to me is spooky. That's scary. That's, to me, that's scarier than Frankenstein.
I mean, okay.
Okay, then. I'm gonna eat it, I think. So these are chocolate. They're meant to be, anyway.
It's really horrible.
Mm. Mm. I mean, once I kind of got through the horrible sugary taste of the sprinkles, spooktastic as they are,
mm-hmm.
it's just a pretty horrible, not particularly chocolatey biscuit.
Oh,
taste wise, I'm not really loving Halloween so far.
No, it's pretty grim, actually. Finding it difficult to find to put a sort of fun slant on this because they are just kind of just quite horrible, cheap, nasty biscuits, really, aren't they?
Yeah, I think just give like a score for both, just combine them. One.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. For both. But fun score, I'm going to give, that was the most fun I've had in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter. So really, the score's just 1 out of 5
for
taste.
Yeah, it's a 1 out of 5 for me. Like, it just tastes like ash.
Yeah.
Just like emptiness. And it almost doesn't have a taste at all. It's just like eating air.
Yeah. I mean, this is just like, it's a bit like the pink wafer again, because this is obviously a kid's biscuit. Well, there's no reason why adults...
let's not.
No, I mean, you know, I've had a great time.
To say.
Yeah, I've enjoyed this as much, if not more than a kid, because
kids... You've got more complexity than a child.
Exactly.
So you're able to appreciate things more.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, children just enjoy things in such a superficial way, whereas I'm...
Children are dumb.
Exactly. I can really get into it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I can really help the biscuit be its best self, even though it's still a 1 out of 5.
Yeah.
But they've clearly just gone, here's a good idea. Let's make some biscuits which kids can decorate for Halloween. Yeah, okay. What should we make the biscuits taste like? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It's kids. They can't tell the difference, which I think is unfair on children.
Although, to be fair, mm-hmm. to children and the people who made these biscuits, probably what will happen is it'll be like a Halloween party, right? And the kids will all have fun decorating it. These biscuits will just get like thrown at the dog or like down the back of an armchair. And then the kids will go off and like do trick or treating or play some game or do some other thing. Like, I don't think these are actually designed to be eaten. In fact, I think these are made of plastic.
Wait a minute. Let me just check.
This is just a paint kit.
Do not consume if ingested orally. Seek the advice of a funeral director.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Did you do this so I have to die as well?
Why I wanna. Happy Halloween!
Okay, after a spooktacularly bad first round,
cool.
We'll do the texture next. So off the bat, the texture of these biscuits are possibly the worst that we've had so far.
Wow, coming in strong.
They're just like, it's like foam. It's like biting a piece of foam. It's gross.
Yeah, these biscuits, I hesitate to even call them biscuits. Like, they're just, it feels like a mockery.
Yeah, it's like...
This is almost an insult to the important work that we do here.
Yeah. It's like it's been through like some bad Google Translate or something, you know? And this is what it's managed to produce.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it kind of looks like a biscuit. Kind of tastes a bit like a biscuit, but it just is. It's just, there's just something wrong.
The chocolate one is especially bad.
Yeah, it's like it's in the Uncanny Valley. It's the Uncanny Valley biscuit, you know? I think that's maybe that's why I hate it so much, because it's an imposter and I know it shouldn't exist. It's an abomination. Fuck, it really is spooky, actually. Holy shit, man. These biscuits have got more depth than I realized. They kind of like penetrated my psyche in a way I didn't even see happening. Oh my God.
So is it sort of maybe going to get some points for that? Or?
Well, I guess the first round was taste and fun. So this can be texture and terror.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. And the most terrifying thing of all is that we now have to dunk them.
Oh God, I'm really not looking forward to this.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it'll surprise us.
Okay, I'll dial 999 on my phone. And then if things turn bad, all I have to do is, you know, press the call button and then I'll get saved. I mean, you won't, but...
Well, I'm already...
Exactly, yeah.
All right, so you ready to...
Are we gonna... Do we have to dunk both of them?
Yeah. Oh,
God. Happy Halloween.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh! Oh, God!
The taste gets worse. And it just kind of disappears.
Yeah, that was...
It like haunts your mouth. It's like... it's like some specter. It's like this ectoplasm, which just leaves you with a horrible feeling. Fuck, these are brilliant. These are incredible. Awesome.
This is the spookiest Halloween it could have been.
Yeah,
We nailed this.
They
nailed
it.
Like, this so hard.
Hats off to Co-op. You've made the most terrifying biscuit I've ever encountered. This is going to haunt me till my dying day.
That disappeared so fast in my mouth. Yeah. And I had like quite a big chunk because I suspected that it would go soft.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. And it's like, definitely...
I didn't even taste it. It was nothing.
Did you do the gingerbread or the chocolate one?
Gingerbread.
Yeah, same here. And like gingerbread usually quite a tough biscuit. It's like quite a...
Yeah, exactly.
This is not.
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to go for the chocolate one now.
Yeah.
Antonio, my Europop DJ. Let's do you. Yeah, again, it's... it's like you bite it off and then one chew and the whole thing just disappears.
Yeah.
Where'd it go? Is it dribbling down my face? I just haven't noticed. It's quite unnerving, actually. It's genuinely spooky.
It's actually spooky.
Yeah.
What's it doing to your insides? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I'm not feeling like 100%, to be honest, since we started eating these.
It's the aftertaste I worry about because it lingers for so long.
Yeah.
Like most biscuits, like there's a bit of an aftertaste, but it doesn't go on this long. This is, I feel like I'm still tasting the first time I put the biscuit in my mouth.
Yeah. Well, this is what I imagined a haunting would be like until I was actually haunted for the first time today.
You're massively disappointed.
Exactly. Previously, I just thought you just have this... constant sense of just dread and peril, but not quite be able to put your finger on what was the matter. Just kind of that feeling, like almost like a sensory feeling, like there's something not right here.
Yeah.
Hair's standing up on the back of your neck, but you can't quite pinpoint physically what's wrong. That's what these biscuits are. Physically, I don't know, there's nothing there. There's nothing to hold on to, but I don't feel right. Yeah, I do kind of worry that the way it just kind of like disappeared, that... It is now doing something to my insides and I might explode. Spiders might crawl out of my mouth.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I might kind of start to just implode in on myself.
Yeah, your eyes might start like foaming and kind of like dissolving.
Yeah, my stomach might burst open like in The Thing or something.
Like brains might start like coming down out of your noses.
Yeah, just like have blood just coming out of my ears, my nose, my eyes and stuff. Yeah. Wow, this is actually kind of terrifying now. This has really taken a turn.
Yeah. I like
it. I don't want to die, David.
It's fine.
I don't want to die, okay? There's just still so much more I've got to achieve and experience.
Name one thing. Name one thing that you have left to contribute to this world.
I don't know. I didn't say I was going to contribute. Okay, maybe the achievement thing was I misspoke. I meant experience. So there's still things I want the world to do for me.
Okay, like what? Like what do you want to experience?
You
can't think of anything, can you?
You put me on the spot.
You've just been just existing this whole time. You haven't appreciated being alive until you've tasted death.
Oh, God. You're right. I've wasted it.
Yeah.
I wasted it.
Yeah. Pretty spooky.
And now, maybe I can have another chance. Maybe the biscuit wouldn't hurt me. Maybe if I go and throw it up now, I'll be able to carry on living.
Throw it up, it'll just be like air coming out.
No!
This is great. I was really unsure about this at the start, but this is going really well for me.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I'm feeling very positive about this episode.
I just want another chance. There's just so many things I would have done differently. I would have written that book I was always going to write.
What book was that?
It's about a man in his 30s living in London who's also a secret agent, but no one suspects it.
Does he work at a radio station?
He did for a while, but not anymore.
You had to do a few rewrites.
Yeah, he lives in M1, and everyone kind of underestimates him, they do. But then, like, you know, moments of, you know, disasters happen, and he steps up, and his natural bravery and charisma and leadership just kind of brought out by the disasters. So, you know, there's like a terrorist attack.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a guy who's like, I've got a bomb, I'm going to kill everyone. And then this guy, we'll call him Dan. He just kind of tackles the terrorist defuses the bomb before it can go off as well. And everyone's like, wow, I just thought you were like just some regular guy. Like, if anything, looking a little bit less than average. And I was like, well, hey, maybe don't judge a book by its cover.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what the character says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a character in the story that I'm going to write if I just get another chance.
Because that sounds very exciting. Is that the climax of the book?
It happens in chapter one.
It's just setting up the character so people know what to expect from him.
Yeah, kind of. Well, I thought like just going to basically write a whole new style of book.
Okay.
Because you know like how you get TV shows and have episodes where they'll be like self-contained where, you know, this week, you know, it's like Scooby-Doo and this week there's a haunting at the old roller disco and they've got to solve that. Mm-hmm. And then next week they've got to go and solve a haunting at the old karaoke bar. Mm-hmm. Then next week they've got to solve a haunting at the old shoe shop. Same sort of thing. So every chapter, there's just like another disaster, which she jumps in and saves the day and everyone's really impressed. And they were all like, oh, it's really cool. Can we hang out sometime? And he's like, you didn't ask me to hang out before. Why should I hang out with you now?
Oh, God.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, man, you're right. I wish I'd hung out with you before. Before I realized how cool you really were.
This sounds really good. Oh, man. I'm gutted that no one will ever get to read that book.
Oh, God.
Like ever. No one will get to read that because that will never be written. That's a real shame.
I can't believe it. Yeah. I just always thought there'd be time, you know? I was always going to get around to it.
That's what everyone thinks, isn't it? They always think, oh, I've got all the time in the world. Nah, mate. Because then all of a sudden, you stand on a can, you stumble gracefully into the... It's not a stumble. It was kind of like a whatever. It's not... And then you get hit by a van.
Just tell me one thing. Mm-hmm. Tell me my death is better than yours.
Tell me it's this. Not a competition, like who gets the best death.
It's just a bit of a competition. Okay, should we rate them then?
In terms of dunkability?
Yeah.
It's difficult. I mean, one, I guess.
Yeah, one.
Yeah. Because it wasn't that difficult.
No, that was actually really easy. That's probably the easiest one. Yeah, it's like, no, you just don't, it just doesn't really dunk.
It's the same experience that I had with the first sort of taste section where it just tasted like ash in my mouth and I wasn't really getting anything of it. And it doesn't, I mean, in terms of texture, I can't feel anything from it. It just feels like nothing, like I'm holding nothing.
Yeah, and it also terrified me. So like the texture, one, terror, it's a 10.
It's a 10 for Terra.
Yeah.
What's that out of?
5.
Wow.
So I'm twice as scared as I thought I could possibly be because I'm going to die.
Scared that you're going to die.
Yeah, I'm fucking terrified, David.
Mm. You do look pretty scared. I'm really enjoying this. This is going really well. Yeah, should we move on to the next segment?
I guess so. I hope I've got enough time to get through it.
Even the tea tastes of ash.
Okay, then. So onto this section. Hopefully I survive to the end of it. Now, usually we do like reviews of biscuits, but there are no reviews of these biscuits out there. Probably because the co-op is suppressing them, because all the reviews would be, whatever you do, do not buy these biscuits. Do not eat them because they will kill you. And now I see the power of reviews. I just saw reviews as like a way to get cheap gags, but now I see they could save your life.
Could do. So everyone, in this case, shame.
Get on there, get reviewing.
Get the word out.
Yeah, yeah.
Let the world know the truth about these horrible ghost biscuits.
Exactly, yeah. Don't feed them to your kids, whatever you do. So instead we're going to, it's Halloween. Mm-hmm. And so Halloween is big part of Halloween, dressing up, costumes. So let's look at some costumes.
What? No, it isn't.
What is it?
I've never heard of that before.
Really?
Nah, I'm just playing with you. That was just a bit of fun.
Oh, that's a good joke. Yeah. That's a good goof.
A bit of banter there. I just thought we hadn't had a joke yet. So I thought maybe if I threw one in there.
Yeah,
just
I'm not feeling very, I'm not in a very good mood for laughing.
I'm in a great mood now. I feel really good, like energized, like I could do things.
I think you've been really insensitive now, actually. Considering I'm probably got like maybe an hour left to live.
I know. I don't know. I know that that is bad for you. But I kind of feel, I don't know, like maybe there's a kind of, like I was involved in the sort of process somehow, or like, I don't know.
Well, let's just hope that when I become a ghost that we don't have to hang around as ghost friends, eh?
I don't think that's how it works. I don't think ghosts haunt other ghosts.
Halloween costumes, mm-hmm. Big Halloween costume, Richard Nixon masks.
Finally!
There we go!
Finally!
Synergy! apparently Richard Nixon, that like his, that, you know, like the plastic Richard, I think it was in Point Break that
when they robbed the bank.
Yeah. And like he was the first, like Richard, he was like the first politician, like where people started wearing masks of him, like to be scary or whatever. But in 2002, the magazine Harper's did a poll and found Richard Nixon mask was still the most popular presidential mask, even though George Bush did 9/11 the year before.
Wow, despite that fact that you just said.
So that true fact that I just said, yeah. So yeah, he's still trending, man. He's still kind of almost setting the high bar. I feel like Donald Trump might
surely
exceed
Trump
that.
Is gonna.
You think so, yeah.
He's more of an obvious choice for a Halloween mask as well, because he looks worse than Nixon looks.
Yeah, Nixon had that, you know, they kind of made his nose really long there as well.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah. but yeah, people are loving that. I found a review for a Richard Nixon mask, 5 stars. My husband had a Nixon mask years ago, but it was stolen during a move. I got this for him and he just loves it.
Do you think that's a sex thing?
Oh, yeah, it could be. Ooh. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, one, who steals a mask during a move, and two, why do you just love a mask so much? Like, surely you'd only wear it once a year at Halloween, unless and like, we're not king shaming anyone here.
No, if that's your thing, all I want to know is who wears the mask.
Good point. But yeah, I found this site, so because, you know, wearing a costume, there's many pitfalls, you know,
because you know, you wear one every day, right?
just because I act a certain way, that's not me doing dressing up, okay? It's just the way my person. Oh, you're talking about the Richard Nixon costume. Sorry, yeah. But, you know, there's many pitfalls, but there's a resource I found which gives you a handy guide of how to, you know, dress up as different characters, which, and I think it was probably written by or for aliens or replicants.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, like, you know, you like, I want to dress up as someone. And then someone's like, why don't you dress up as Richard Nixon? And you're like, thank you, human. And then you're like, fuck, what do I do now? You go to wikihalloween.com and it says, the costume usually consists of a dark-colored suit, a white shirt, a tie, and a mask in the usually exaggerated form of Nixon's face.
As opposed to what? Like an exact replica?
Yeah. Nixon masks are still quite easy to obtain, so the costume is not very difficult to put together. It is usually worn by males. To add to the effect, the wearer may try to imitate Nixon's voice and say some of his most famous quotations, such as, I'm not a crook. And I'm pretty sure the quote is, I am not a crook. I don't think he's sure on that. You're like, okay, great. So
that's, I thought you were exaggerating, but that really does sound like it was written by an alien.
Yeah, yeah. So another one, here's one for Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. The Dorothy costume is a very popular costume featuring Dorothy Gale from L. Frank Baum's 1900 novel, The Wizard of Oz, although it is almost exclusively made in her design in the classic 1939 film of the same name. It is most likely worn by girls. A common accessory to the ensemble is a small wicker picnic basket, although a regular basket will also work just as well. This is the best part. With a small terrier dog inside. This is usually a stuffed plush toy as opposed to a real dog. Hello, humans. I'm here for your Halloween show. Is there a dead dog in your basket? Oh, it's for the Dorothy costume.
Oh, you're Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, are you? Not the 1900 book, The Wizard of Oz. It is actually Dorothy from the film, the musical Wizard of Oz.
So, yeah, some of the costume suggestions are just really shit. Like a farmer. Hugo's like a farmer.
That's disrespectful.
The Halloween. Why?
It's very disrespectful.
No, it's not. It's the opposite. It's respectful. I'm like, that's a respectable job. What's scary or like weird about being a farmer?
Well, that's my point. It's like, I come from the land of farmers.
Oh, you're saying they're being disrespectful?
They're being disrespectful my people.
Okay, sorry.
You know, like, why is that a costume? A Halloween costume?
I'm not sure they really know what a farmer is. Because the description is, like farms, like the great outdoors, like to do gardening. If you could find it, then you should like a farmer costume. This is the work experience replicant writing this one. The difficulty is usually easy. You wear a straw hat and a tile shirt with button pants that go up to your chest. Then you should wear some brown boots. Add a farm-like item to it if you want.
Doesn't sound like any farmer I've ever seen.
No.
I guess it must be an American thing.
Oh, yes. It's very American, yeah. And this is perhaps the most dispiriting one and dispiriting thing I found on the whole site. Mm-hmm. This is if you want to go as Grumpy Cat. Do you know what Grumpy Cat is?
I mean, aren't all cats grumpy? Am I right?
You can just say no, it's fine.
I don't know.
Okay, good. It's that cat, which I'll have to show you a picture because you'll recognize when you see it. And any normal human who's listened to this will know what I'm talking about.
I just think you're talking about Garfield and you've forgotten what Garfield's name is.
You know, Grumpy Cat, who likes lasagna and hates Mondays. He's called Grumpy Cat. Do you recognize that? That cat?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, so cat would just had a grumpy face. The advice is, the wearer may also wish to act in character to help the costume go over even better.
So just like kill small animals.
Well,
like
it tells you how to do it.
Okay.
Getting into character as Grumpy Cat is easy and just involves being dramatically unenthusiastic or unamused by various things. Even so much as to anything and everything. Be careful not to annoy other people too badly in the process, however. Now, this is proper replicant guidelines.
I love the idea of someone taking it too far. Like they had to like attach that warning afterwards because there were people being like, "Oh, are you a grumpy cat? Fuck off, Carol."
Yeah, fuck off, Carol. I hate you. I hate your fucking bullshit house. I hate this fucking pie you invited me to. And I think you and Ted should get a divorce because he's as big a dick as you are.
You guys are just not working. I know you've been trying to make it work for a long time, and it's obvious to everyone in the room right now that this relationship is a fucking sham.
And don't think that you know, if you leave Ted, that you're going to find someone better, because you won't, because you're both just toxic people. There is no happiness at the end of the day. Why are you crying? I'm in character. This is a joke. I'm Grumpy Cat.
I'm Grumpy Cat. Wacka wacka.
I think Grumpy Cat might be the most terrifying costume, though. Do you know like Grumpy Cat, what it's all about now?
No.
Grumpy Cat has 1.3 million Twitter followers and a net worth of $100 million.
Oh.
Isn't that terrifying?
Oh.
We are so fucked as a society.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The whale from Free Willy only had 30-odd million dollars. So Grumpy Cat has got three times as much money as Free Willy. How's that justice?
That's the whole... I mean, I see Free Willy. He's a working whale.
Exactly. What the fuck's Grumpy Cat
doing? He earned his money.
Yeah.
Grumpy Cat just sits around being grumpy.
Yeah.
And people take pictures of him.
Yeah, probably just franchising shit out.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
Fucking Grumpy Cat.
Halloween really is a scary holiday.
And what's his
holiday?
Problem with Mondays?
Okay, the final section then. I'm feeling pretty faint now, but I think I can just about get through this.
You look terrible, I have to say. It's like white as a sheet.
Yeah.
And I should know.
Yeah, a bit like you, eh?
Yeah, that's good.
This is great, though. We can still like have this lighthearted banter, even though it's the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, the biscuitness of these. I mean, Jesus Christ, they're even biscuits?
Well, we didn't really have biscuits for Halloween that I can remember.
No, I never really did Halloween much as a kid. It wasn't like a big deal.
It was quite a big deal for me.
I know my niece is into it. She loves, like, she's like six now, I think. So she loves Halloween. You get to dress up and you get sweets and you go trick-or-treating. Yeah. But I just don't remember doing any of that when I was younger.
I mean,
it's another thing that I've not experienced in my life, you know? I mean, if I could just have, you know, like one more year, I could go trick-or-treating.
I mean, it's probably, what, now?
Yeah.
Be a bit weird, maybe.
I don't know. I look pretty young, man. I might be able to get away with it. Or I'll just do the David Knight approach and stick a sheet over my head.
Yeah.
And then people won't be able to tell how old I am.
Yeah. Like I said, there's nothing under here, so.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Just drop it. All right. Your costume's not that good.
I mean, okay. It was all, because it was all about the chocolate, surely, the sweets that you got.
Yeah.
No one's like, oh yeah, I'll have some cookies, please.
Oh yeah, I mean, there'd be some prick who'd, well, I don't know this, but I imagine there would be some prick who would just give you like some chocolate digestives.
Oh my God.
And be like, these are sweets. I know it not, they're biscuits.
But I guess like as well, the dressing up of the cookies, there's kind of an element of, you do activities on Halloween, yeah. You know, you have like house parties and things, everyone gets together, all the screaming children, and they need things to occupy their time with, and this would probably do quite a good job.
I remember last time we did Halloween at your place, and we did the activities, we're trying to like, you know, eat the apple thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And the next day, I certainly felt dead. So yeah, it was a good Halloween.
It was a good Halloween.
Felt so bad the next day. But yeah, imagine if I was a kid and I got these biscuits and it's like decorating, and then yeah, it'd be like 2 minutes of fun.
It's kind of strange, but they taste disgusting. So sort of.
I just feel like they have no reason to exist.
You're really kind of outside looking in, though, aren't you? Because you not ever having that kind of treasured childhood memory of Halloween, you can't really relate. Like,
no.
You're trying to second guess what children might or might not have enjoyed. Like, I know, I'm quite fond of all the sort of Halloweens that I had as a kid. It's like quite a rich part of my childhood tapestry.
Yeah.
Whereas you, I guess, like, I suppose like eating like lots of sweets and things would have seemed a bit frivolous just after rationing stopped.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I guess like me trying to imagine what Halloween is like is analogous to whoever made these trying to imagine what biscuits taste like and then make a biscuit, even though they've clearly never had a biscuit. So I guess I can't make, that's kind of puts me in a spot where I can't really criticize it then.
Yeah.
So it's almost like I can't give it a biscuitness review because I don't have the context to put it in.
This is a thing that most, I would say, British people have experienced that you haven't.
And now I've got no time left either.
And now you've got no time left, so you'll never get to experience it. Because, you know, like we were laughing before about the idea of you sort of like dressing up and pretending to be a child and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, you could still experience the sort of the joy of, you know, Halloween and October with your own children someday. Like if you were to live and go on to, you like, know, get married and settle down. I mean, you probably wouldn't even get married. I don't want to sound old fashioned.
Is this not like a kind of a Christmas Carol kind of thing where like you're a ghost and I'll learn a lesson and then I'll get to carry on living, but I've got a chance to fix the mistakes of the past? Is it that kind of thing?
No. No. That's like what you said the clue was in the title. That's a Christmas thing.
But you can do sequels. You can do reboots. We've established that. You can do a reboot. It could do a reboot of the ghosts.
The whole point of Halloween is that it's, you know, it's spooky. This is kind of the spooky episode. It's not very spooky if you have a redemptive arc.
It wasn't meant to be spooky. Not this spooky. It's meant to be fun and spooky. Not staring down the barrel of eternal darkness spooky.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we're, you know, this could be... Think about it this way. This, you know what would be really spooky is if this was a bait and switch situation where we all think you're going to die from, you know, these disgusting biscuits that you've been poisoned by all the chemicals that they pumped into them. But then, surprise, nothing wrong with the biscuits, but you, like, I don't know, electrocute yourself in the bath. because you insist on shaving when you're in the bath with your electric razor.
While watching TV and having a two-bar heater balanced on the side as well. I just like to be warm. I don't like to be cold, that's all.
And you have the radio close by in case you get bored of the TV.
Yeah, but I have a high-end radio, which has to be plugged into the mains. Yeah. I'm going to rate it a zero.
Wow, okay.
I don't believe that these biscuits should exist in this world.
You're giving it a ghost rating.
I am giving it a ghost rating, yeah, yeah. They shouldn't exist. I don't buy this thing that the Halloween biscuit should be a thing.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, take away the Halloween context. They're just bad biscuits. They hardly even qualify as biscuits. This is zero.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. And it's nice that we've kind of come to this realization and this kind of place at the end of this episode, the end, emphasis on the end, if you see what I'm doing there. It really does feel like all hope is lost because we've given it one for taste, one for texture. Now we're giving it a zero. It's the lowest score imaginable. Yeah. I don't know, like... It's two off nothing.
And we can't... And we previously established that on taste and texture, you can't go below a one.
Yeah.
So we are in the pits of hell right now.
Basically, this is the lowest we've ever been. And I together here in this, like you say, hell.
And this is how I end.
Yeah. Like, it's not sort of, you know, drifting off peacefully or kind of like, you know, like that kind of Sixth Sense thing where it's like... I've accepted death now and I'm taken, like, and you kind of like you kind of turn to light or you sort of fade away or something like that. It's not like that. It's like this is the lowest you could possibly be and then you die.
You know what? This is your fucking fault. Okay? You brought these biscuits. You chose these biscuits. I thought, yeah, okay, David wants to choose biscuits. Great. Yeah, he can shoulder some of this. And I've gone along with it.
Yeah.
And now I've eaten them. And I'm going to fucking die. It's your fault. And you did this out of spite as well.
I did. I was so petty. I'm such a petty person. It's amazing what you learn about yourself doing this show, you know.
And your costume is bullshit as well, okay? And I'm going to rip that shit off before we finish the episode.
No, don't take it off. Don't take it off. Please don't take it off.
David? Okay. Good costume, David. You come out now. Oh. Okay. You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online and check our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker. David? You can also head over to the patreon.com deathlyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast bite size to find out what our highs and lows of the week have been. I'm David Price. I'm on my own, and I don't know if he can join us again next week. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.